Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gottsacker. You're listening to WXPR News. A teenager drowned Sunday evening while swimming with friends in Mercer Lake in Minocqua. According to the Minocqua Police Department, 18-year-old Maxwell Pip of Ixonia was riding a pontoon boat on the lake when he decided to get into the water. Oneida County Medical Examiner Crystal Schaub told WXPR Pip had a seizure while in the water and drowned. He was not wearing a life jacket. Multiple agencies assisted the Minocqua Police Department in their response. An investigation is still ongoing. Wisconsin is seeing COVID-19 levels not seen since the beginning of the pandemic. The state is averaging about 130 new cases a day. DHS Deputy Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke says that's great progress in the fight against the virus, but more still needs to be done.
We are making progress, and we need to make even more progress. That is why we are relaunching the You Stop the Spread campaign to encourage you to get vaccinated and to offer resources if you have questions about vaccination.
The campaign encourages people to share on social media why you chose to get vaccinated. Willems-Van Dyke says one of the biggest groups they're focused on getting vaccinated is 20-year-olds. Right now, about 48% of Wisconsinites have gotten at least one dose. The 18 to 24-year-old age group is sitting at about 39%.
This is where you and your vaccine story can make a difference. You are also a trusted messenger for your family, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors. Sharing your story of why the vaccine is important to you and why you got it for yourself and your family, these stories can really encourage others to get vaccinated too.
The number of weekly COVID-19 vaccinations has dropped off dramatically in the state. At its peak, more than 425,000 people got vaccinated in a single week. Last week, just under 87,000 people got vaccinated. The Mill Bill, authored by Nakusa Representative Scott Krug and other area Republicans, was voted out of committee yesterday and onto the full assembly. Krug says the document was amended to include funding to restart the Park Falls Mill as well as the Verso Mill in Wisconsin Rapids. He says with billions of dollars in federal funding coming in and much higher than expected tax revenues on the horizon, the time is now to get the facilities back to operational.
The money's here. We've got buyers that are ready for both mills. We've got workforces clamoring to get back to work. There's no reason at all that both these mills shouldn't be operating. If it takes a little state help to do it, we can do it right now.
The committee vote for the bill fell along party lines, but Krug says he's hopeful both parties will find a way to support the measure.
It's beyond a pet project. It's beyond even paper mills. It's beyond jobs. This is just cracking through that ice that is built up between both political parties and actually getting something done.
Krug expects the bill will receive a full hearing on the assembly floor before the month's end, possibly as soon as June 23rd. The Wisconsin Senate is planning to vote on bills that would make it more difficult to vote absentee in the state. The measures are drawing bipartisan opposition and are almost certain to be vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The bills up today are among more than a dozen that Republicans are pushing this year after former President Donald Trump's narrow defeat in the state. In an unusual twist, today's bills are opposed by the Republican chairwoman of the Senate Elections Commission. She sided with Democrats in voting against them in committee. There's more to getting out on the water than just owning a boat. 22 people died in boating accidents in Wisconsin last year. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains one way a local lake association is helping reduce that risk.
With the hot temperatures and cool lakes, a lot of people are getting out on the water this week. It's important to make sure all the boxes are checked when it comes to safety. Michael Kwioff is with the Eagle River Chain of Lakes Association. He says safety is more than just having enough life jackets on the boat.
Yeah, there's all sorts of federal, state, and local things that are required on anybody's boat.
To help make sure your boat is up to regulation, the Lakes Association is hosting the United States Power Squadron. The squadron is affiliated with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary.
There's about 20 things that they go through on a checklist, answer questions of anybody who is a boater. It's there as a free service. They're just really, really, you know, good people. And we're looking forward to having them.
They'll be in Eagle River checking boats this Saturday from 10 until 2. The Power Squadron will be set up at the Riverview Park Pier by the Highway 45 bridge near downtown. You can bring your boat by trailer or by water. Kuioff stressed this is an educational event. No tickets will be issued, even if they find a safety violation.
And that's what the Power Squadron's all about, is just making sure people that are out on any lake or body of water are being safe and that they have all the proper equipment.
You can just show up or you can reserve a time slot. We have that information on our website, WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
And with WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.